Welcome everyone. Be'ez Hashem, we continue with Tehillim Life Lessons, Shir number 2. Before we begin, I'd like to thank all of you for sending out the link and promoting the Shir. And this is the reason why it's been growing, Baruch Hashem, tremendously. Tonight we'll be focusing on Perek Aleph, Ashrei Ha'ish. And we'll begin with a short introduction to the Perek. The Medrash Tehillim tells us, "Hamizmor hazeh meshubach mikol mizmorim." This chapter, this capital of Tehillim, is the greatest of all the Parakim. Why is that? What is so special about Perek Aleph? Explains the Radak, "Ki ha'oishir ha'amiti shel ha'odom lisrachik me'arashoyim lasik v'tayor." The Radak tells us that the greatness of a person is to distance himself from Rishoyim and to be involved with Torah. This perek will discuss the distancing oneself from bad influences, and we'll discuss who are these Rishoyim that we have to stay away from, as well as schar v'oinish, the reward and punishment. We look in the world and we see many Rishoyim being successful, and this encourages a person, is the Yetzirah, to follow in such a way. If these are Rishayim were successful, maybe I can be successful as well. I don't have to define what is success. The Mefarshim explained that David HaMelech, with all of his trials and tribulations throughout his life, he said himself that what saved him is distancing himself from the Rishayim and connecting to Limra Torah, Esek and Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us 5 svarim. David HaMelech gives us 5 svarim, says the Medrash Tehillim. Moshe Rabbeinu concluded his words with Klal Yisrael, "Ashrecha Yisrael, micha maicha. Ashrecha Yisrael, how praiseworthy are you, Klal Yisrael. Who can compare to you?" David HaMelech begins all of Sefer Tehillim, "Ashrei Ha'ish," that the praises of man are that he did not go in the ways of the Rishoyim. The Sforno tells us why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. The Sforno says Hashem created us with one purpose in mind, and that purpose is to give us, each and every one of us, great fortune, great success, Ba'ilam Hazeh and Ba'ilam Haba. Where is this fortune? Who is this fortune? If a person looks in the mirror, they'll see this fortune. The Sforno says, the greatness that Hashem created is each and every individual. The Tzelem Elokim, the image of Hashem that is inside of each and every one of us, this is the greatness. And our job is to make sure we don't ruin it. We don't sully this greatness. The Ramchal in his Sefer Mesilas Yesharim, he tells us the way to climb the ladder to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, you start with Zihirus. Zihirus means that to be careful, Zohar, watch what you have. And that's the first pasuk. The first pasuk, Ashrei Ha'ish Asher Lo Yeholach Ba'atzas Rishoyim. The praises of man is that he does not go in the Atzas Rishoyim to follow an advice of the Rishoyim. Uvederech Chatoim loy omad. In the ways of the Chatoim, he does not stand. Uvamoyshev leitzim lo yoshev. He doesn't sit with the leitzim, with the scorners, those who mock. Zihirus means you have something and you watch it, make sure it doesn't get ruined. Pasuk Beis is the next step in the Sefer Mesilas Yesharim, which are based on the Brayis of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, Gemara of Vayezara, Daf Chaf, of Zrizus. Zrizus is to serve Hashem with zeal, with passion, with alacrity. Pasuk Beis, Kim B'Soyres Hashem Chevtsoy. What does a person desire? He desires the Torah of Hashem. V'Soyres Yege Yom V'Layla. And then he's going to toil in the Torah of Hashem, Yom V'Layla, day and night. That's Pasuk Aleph is Zihirus, Pasuk Beis is Zerizus. And Pasuk Gimel, if you follow this approach, you follow this directive of Zihirus, stay away from the Rishayim, and you go in the way of the Torah, concludes Pasuk Gimel, V'chal asher yasi yatzliach. Everything you do, yatzliach, you'll be successful with. Let's now come back to Pasuk Aleph, Asher Ha'ish, that those are translated, if you look in the English, the praises of man. Mefarshim explained that's correct. However, it's Asher Ha'ish, Asher Lo Yeholach Ba'atzas Rishoyim. It's the greatness of man is that he doesn't follow in the advice of the Rishoyim. Ashrei, says the Malbum, means success, but not like the word Hatzlacha. Hatzlacha is a physical success. Ashrei is a spiritual success. Ashrei Ha'ish, the success of man, is that he doesn't follow in the ways of the Rishoyim. Asher Lo Yeholach, we have here by the Rishoyim, it's Holach. It's a verb. They're actively moving and going because Rishoyim are not satisfied with what they have. A Rasha always wants more and more. He has 100, he wants 200. He's never satisfied. The root of the word Rasha, and Mefarshim explain, is Ra'ash. Reish Shin Ayin is Reish Ayin Shin. A Rasha makes noise wherever he goes. Who is the Eitzah of the Rasha? Who is this Rasha that we have to be careful from? Different approaches to take. One Mahalich can be based on the Mishnah in Perkei Avos. The Mishnah says, Dam alahashiv l'apikleiris. You have to know what to answer to an apikleiris. So Mefarshim is saying, where are you going to speak to an apikleiris? Who is the apikleiris? Some Mefarshim explain, this apikleiris is inside of each and every one of us. We have to make sure that the Yetzahara, who's trying to get us not to believe in Hashem, not to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha Pratis. That's the Rasha over here. The Rasha is the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah that either manifests itself in the Rishus, that Hashem is not around, there's no Hashkacha Pratis, that's why a person has to speak Lashon Hara. The Chavetz Chaim says, one of the reasons people speak Lashon Hara is because they feel less dim, less dying. There's no one around, no one taking care of the situation. I have to step up to the plate. Look at this Rishus. Says the Chavetz Chaim, that's kfira. That's kfira, that's heresy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is around. Sometimes the Yetzirah comes in the guise of a Rasha. Sometimes, Chatoyim, Vechderech Chatoyim, Loi Omod. He doesn't stand, we're going down. Rasha is the worst. A Chayte is someone who does a various B'shoigig by mistake. Sometimes the Yetzirah says, you don't have to be so careful with the mitzvahs. You don't have to every single detail, you don't have to learn the halachas. Other people just doing it, just follow, go with the flow. But the person doesn't learn, he doesn't know. Chatoyim. So he does mistakes, he does averas, but b'shoigeg. V'derech chatoyim loy omad. He doesn't stand with the chatoyim, because he learns Torah. V'moyshev leitzim lo yoshev. V'moyshev leitzim. This is the lowest madrega. Sometimes the Yitzhar approaches a person with leitzanos. To make leitzanos. Something serious, he makes fun of it. If you look at the word leitz, the Panim Yofos explains it's made of two words, lamed, tzadik. Lamed is lamed, tzadik is tzadik. The leitz, he's an arrogant person who thinks he's very learned, very knowledgeable, and that's why he's arrogant and makes fun of other people. V'moishav leitzim lo yosha. He doesn't sit among the leitzim. Furthermore, the Lamed and the Tzadik are the two tallest letters. It's the arrogant individual who knocks down other people. So he doesn't stay with these people, with these Leitzim. What does he do? He continues, says David HaMelech, Ki im b'soyres Hashem cheftzoy, v'soyres o yehege yom v'loyla. It's not enough. It's not enough just to avoid the Ra. We have to do asay toiv. We have sur meira. The first pasuk is sur meira, avoid evil. Pasuk beis is asay toiv, is do good. How do you do good? Ki im b'soyres Hashem chefsoy. Person desires the Torah of Hashem. Talmud Torah connected to kulam. Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah, and that's what he desires with a passion. So what does he do? He desires the Torah of Hashem. So therefore he toils day and night. Rashi points out, first it says it's Torah Hashem, then it says Sairah Soi, it's his Torah. Why does it first say Torah Hashem, then say Torah Soi, his Torah? Explains Rashi. Before a person is Omo, before a person toils, it's Torah Hashem. After a person works hard, with Sairah Soi Yehege, Yoimam Valoila, he toils day and night. Now it's his Torah. With Sairah Soi, he acquired this Torah. Says David HaMelech in Pasuk Gimel, V'hoyo ke'etz shosul al palgei mayim. He brings a mashal. This person who leaves the Rishoyim and he goes in the path of Torah is compared to an eitz, a tree, that is shosul al palgei mayim, that is planted by the river and getting watered by the flow of the water. Ashepiryo yitein be'itoy, and its fruit will come at its right time, like we say in Kriya Shema, in the second paragraph of Shema, that when we do the mitzvahs, the pasuk says, "V'nasati esev b'sodcho lifemtecho." The pasuk before, "V'nasati mitar arzachem bi'itoy," Hashem will give the rain at its right time. This tzaddik, this person who made the Torah his soiros so yehege, Ashepir yitem b'itoy v'aleyu lo yibol. And his leaves will not wither. It's a mashal of the person being successful. Just like a tree that is healthy and is being fed by the water that's flowing constantly. However, not like the Rishoyim. In this chapter alone, this kapitel alone, you have the word Rishoyim four times. The Rosh comes on all sides. All around a person is always coming to attack a person. In Pasuk Aleph, you have the word Rasha. Here in Dalit, Hey, in Vav, you also have the word Rasha. What is the Rasha like? The Rasha is like the husk. The husk is that piece that protects over the kernel. Ashetid fen ruach. The wind will blow and this kamoitz is gone. I want to share with you a mashal from Ramat Yisrael Salman Shlita. There are two trees. There's an evergreen tree, and there's a regular tree. And the wind blows, and the leaf of this regular tree starts flying around and is enjoying the world, going here and going there. In the meantime, the leaf of the evergreen tree is trying to detach itself, trying to pull itself off, trying to fly and see the greatness of the world, go here and go there like this other leaf. But it can't remove itself from the tree. This other leaf is flying around and seeing everything out there in the world. Then eventually, the wind stops blowing. The husk is like the rasha that would be blown away with the wind. Then eventually, this leaf falls down to the ground. It turns hard, and that little boy comes along and crushes it into pieces. But the evergreen tree, that leaf of the evergreen tree is strong. It's shosul al palgei mayim asher pira yitein b'itoy. The Rasha who always wants to run around, who stays away from the Beis Medrash, he is like the kamoitz asher tidfenu ruach. Al kein lo yakumu rishoyim b'mishpat. The rishoyim, when it comes to judging them, they won't be able to stand Hashem's judgment. Lo yakumu rishoyim b'mishpat. They will not be able to stand Hashem's judgment. V'chatoyim ba'ada sadikim. And the chatoyim, those who do averus b'shoigeg, but they didn't learn properly, they also ba'ada sadikim, v'chatoyim ba'ada sadikim. They won't have an amid, they won't be able to stand with the tzadikim. The Radak says the same thing by the Leitzim. If you take a look back, the beginning of first Pasuk Aleph, we have Rishoyim, we have Chatoyim. These are the same Rishoyim and the same Chatoyim in Pasuk Hey, going back to Pasuk Aleph. We're continuing with this same discussion. Pasuk Aleph is the introduction to the whole rest of this Perek. And we conclude, Ki Yadei Derech, Ki Yadei Hashem Derech Tzadikim, V'Derech Hashem Toiveid. Hashem knows who the Tzadikim are. Ki Yadei Hashem Derech Tzadikim, V'Derech Hashem Toiveid. Literally, Yadei Hashem knows. Hashem is supervising constantly over the Rishoyim, over the Tzadikim, and Hashem is watching over the Tzadikim. Hashem is protecting the Tzadikim. But the Gemara Makas Daf Yudam Abayis tells us that the way a person wants to go, Hashem will lead him. Person wants to be a Rasha, he has Bechira Chavshis. We see in this capital, in this parak here, we see Bechira Chavshis, the gift of free choice. Will a person choose Toiv, Sur Meira, V'Asei Toiv, or will a person choose the other Derech, V'Derech Shoim Toivet? Person chooses the other derech, he's going to be toiveid. Just like the kamoitz, the moitz is only here, the rosh is compared to the moitz. The moitz is that protective piece that's only going to last until the wind blows it away. This is one mahalach, one explanation of this perek. Another midah we see over here is the midah of emuna kadosh baruch hu. We look around in the world, and we see sometimes it looks like Rishonim are being matzliach, are being successful. Over here, David Melch is telling us they're only like the moitz. After they're uprooted, after they die from this world, there's nothing to be left over, explains the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh. There's nothing to show. They're gone from this world. We explained Rasha as the Yetzirah. I want to share with you another thought before we stop for today's shir. I was walking on Shabbos, and I said hello to my neighbor, my Goyish neighbor, Bob. He told me that he tries to avoid listening to the news. He says around once a week, he has to hear the business report, fine. But the news, he says, it's so bad to listen to. The Medrash in Eicha says, Chochma b'goyim tamin. Tayr begoyim al tamen. The goyim don't have tayr, but chachma they could have chachma. There's an important lesson. Lahavdil, Rav Avigdor Milzatzal, decades ago already said, stay away from listening to the news. It gives people anxiety. It adds stress to people's lives. Ashriya ish asher loy holach ba'atzas rishoyim uvederech atoyim loy omad moshav leitzim loy yoshav. The rishoyim could also be the media that spreads around all the anti Yiddishkeit, all the ideas that are antithesis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, especially in this generation, especially what's going on now, it's not healthy for ourselves. In general sense, Rishoyim, Atzas Rishoyim, people who are doing the wrong thing, they're mamish evil, or they're chatoyim, or they're leitzim. You have to stay away from them all. And this Dovra Mel tells us, if you do such a thing like this, you have to go the next step, focus on Torah, and then you'll be matzliach, b'chol asher yaseh, yatzliach.